Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So 3 out of 4 rounds this weekend, Tiger Woods shot under a 70.
Yeah, 69, 68, 68.
Yeah, and
Saturday was the hiccup.
He was 3 over on Saturday, so it wasn't an abject disaster. But I would say, like, look, if you were
tied for ninth in what they call an 18-man kind of exhibition, you know, on an easy course in the Bahamas.
Yeah,
he was spry. And I don't
he
know,
was.
I'm sure you guys have seen this. He played a round for 9 consecutive days before round one on Thursday. He wanted to push himself. He wanted to see what his endurance was like. He played a round of golf and walked it 9 straight days prior to round one of this tournament on Thursday. That, to me, speaks volumes.
Does that make us more confident that this is the Tiger that we're going to see going forward? The fact that he was kind of pushing himself physically, then I know people are going to be like, pushing himself. He walked a golf course,
right.
But that's 9 days in a row for someone who's had his body put back together like Tiger.
He's had
that's
4
a lot.
Back surgeries, and the recent one was a fusion type of surgery. And he says he's practicing and he's playing golf for the first time pain-free in a long time. And so, and when you look at Tiger Woods, I think what you're going to see is a more relaxed Tiger Woods. He seemed to be having fun out there. He wasn't, you know, he doesn't have that killer kind of look to himself anymore. But you know what? He's basically, you know, his dad is gone. Him getting maybe beating Jack Nicklaus's records are probably out of reach. He doesn't have maybe the weight of the world on his shoulders anymore, and he can go play more freely, I think.
That's,
you know what? And he's got a lot of that. Maybe there's some addiction issues in the past there. I mean, we know that he, you know, when he got pulled over for that DUI, he had so many different types of drugs in him. Hopefully that is cleared out. He just looks healthier, man.
That's my question is, does a guy like Tiger, who for years when he was at the top of his game, we all marveled at the way the guy was wired, just how uber competitive the guy was, how the guy, if he had a lead on Sunday, he never gave up the lead. He was put the foot on the throat guy, Ted, like you were talking about earlier in the NFL. Tiger was put the foot on the throat guy. Does a guy who's wired that way ever reach the point where he's looking at now, looking at whatever he gets now going forward as gravy,
that's
as house money?
I think that's what he's doing right now.
Yeah.
I think he's like, he already knows he's kind of left his imprint on the game, and he accomplished more than what anybody ever thought he could. So he's playing, I think, just for fun now.
Without, nobody believes in me at
right,
this point.
That
right?
weight of the world, you know, thing you said, Ted, I think is huge. I mean, Tiger can be a little snippy sometimes.
Yeah.
He can have an attitude. And there was none of that in evidence at any of his press availabilities this weekend. And plus, let's face it, he's got to be taking stock. I thought it was kind of a coincidence. I'm guessing you've taken note of this before. His two kids are Sam and Charlie.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they have.
And they were both sitting outside the ropes, following him, watching him play, having a good old time. This is a good time in Tiger Woods' life.
Yeah, my feeling is he's in a place now. Look, his image was one thing. I mean, you remember, was it Buick commercials and all these commercials he would do?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that image has been shattered, right? And we all know maybe what's the real Tiger Woods. So he doesn't have to carry that image around either. And so I just think he's feeling lighter, freer. He's healthier than he's ever been. Every time we used to watch him play, he would grimace. He would wince in pain. It's just nice to see him swing out of his shoes and not have this, you know, reaction to pain in his body.
And there were at least half a dozen swings this weekend where you went, wow, did you see that?
Dude, he had a 2-iron, 265 yards.
Yeah.
Great to see, man. So he's having fun. My guess is he's taken a lot of that pressure that used to be there, and he's like, what's the point at this point? You know, I'm at the end of my career. Let's go have fun and see if we can't win a major or two.
I believe it's 7 weeks before the Farmers Insurance Open in January. So he's got some time now before the grind of getting back. And who knows to what extent he'll dedicate himself. Obviously, I don't think it's going to be a week-to-week thing. But what his schedule is going to look like, the next opportunity, I believe, is 7 weeks, Farmers Open in January.
How much fun is it going to be if he's in the mix on Saturday at a major early in the season? You know, like how
it will be one of the coolest sports stories. Yeah. I think
it'll feel like old times.
Yeah.
Because remember, he did to golf what we didn't think one individual was capable of doing as far as his week-to-week dominance. That didn't happen in golf Tiger Woods.
I'm going to give you an example of what Tiger has in store for himself, okay, a little bit. I went to the Masters with my dad. I took dad in 1998. It was the year Mark O'Meara won it. He had a birdie on 18. We were sitting out on a hole on the top of the green. It's the seventh hole. It's a short par four, and we're sitting there with these two ladies. And Jack Nicklaus, believe it or not, in 1998, he was actually on the leaderboard that day, that tournament. And on the last round, we're sitting there with these two old ladies, and we heard this roar out in the valley. And these ladies turn to me and my dad, and they say, "Oh, Jack just birdied," meaning Jack Nicklaus, okay? And the crowd was going nuts. And when Jack came to our hole on the seventh hole, I mean, we were all going nuts for him. The point is, that's where Tiger's going to be. People are going to want to see him. Yeah. Do great things still, even in the twilight of his career.
Yep.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.